Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Seventh, 2014, end of the week, thank goodness it's Friday, and so forth and so on. Powha on a Friday, getting into the weekend. A lot of stuff going on today we need to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room, his hand hovering over that telephone, waiting to swoop on down as soon as you call in. We are hearing reports now that ISIS, the Sunnis, whatever, the people of Iraq have reached the suburbs of Baghdad. This thing is going incredibly fast. And the U.S. is panicking because they're on the verge of losing control of what currency Iraq's oil will be sold for, which is what's the real issue to all of this stuff here. And it's beginning to look like there was a plan mostly coming out of Israel to break Iraq up into three pieces, and it may backflash and simply hand Iraq as a whole back to the Iraqi people, who got along just fine with each other before the U.S. got in there and started, you know, getting them to sneer at each other. Now, how long ago was it that President Barack Obama got up there on nationwide television and said, there will be no U.S. combat troops on the ground in Iraq? I think it was about a week. Okay. And then they said, well, we're going to send 250 Marines to guard our embassy in Baghdad. Then it was up to 300 advisors. And now the Pentagon says there are 500 troops on the ground with more on the way. What they're trying to do is sort of sneak the war in Iraq back on, and they hope you're not going to notice because we're coming up on the 4th of July holiday a week from today, and you're all out there shopping for hot dogs and buns, and for those of you still allowed to have them, fireworks. And they're trying to get this thing going without your noticing. But, of course, we're noticing because Obama said no combat troops, and yet here we are, combat troops going back in. Story over at Infowars.com. Where serving military are being notified of pending deployments to Iraq. The specific example is February of next year, by which time this whole thing may be over. It's moving that fast. But the troops are being notified, mobilized, sent to desert warfare training. They're training up a whole new force to go into Iraq all over again. Iraq War version 3.0, and this time we will get it right. The Iraqi people, ISIS, Sunnis, whatever you want to call them, are continuing to make major gains. They've taken over Iraq's air force and its base. They are now able to get supplies down from Syria and who knows where all else by air. Meanwhile, Iraqi forces tried to retake Tikrit yesterday, and they flew a bunch of commandos into a stadium in helicopters, which may look kind of like a good idea because you're already there with all that concrete around you, but basically they were putting these guys into an area where they could be cut off. And apparently at least one of the Iraq helicopters was shot down in the process. Now the Kurds have signaled that they absolutely will not give up control of Kirkuk. And this is consistent with the idea that the real agenda to this whole covertly supporting ISIS, is about breaking up Iraq, because that's Israel's goal. Is any large Middle Eastern nations have to be broken up into little tiny Middle Eastern nations so it's easier for Israel to dominate them. That was the goal with Iraq, certainly the goal with Iran. And yesterday we were reporting where Kurdish forces have raided some of the bases of these Sunni militants and found Israeli supplied food and equipment and weapons. So Israel's up to their normal games here. Now, from the geopolitical sense, the situation is already deteriorating. The Iraq Prime Minister is getting very angry with the United States of America. He's saying America has deluded us, and he is turning to Russia. Russian jets are now on their way. In fact, some are already there to help Maliki hold off this rebellion, uprising, revolution, whatever you want to call it. And these planes are being flown in both from Russia and from Belarus. And this is a brilliant, brilliant move by Russia. Maliki is saying that the U.S. jets are taking way too long to arrive. They're not showing up on time. And, of course, the U.S. is still trying to make some kind of a deal for an all-inclusive new unity government or for Maliki to step down. And while they're diddling around with all this stuff, Russia is sending in support to Maliki, and it is a brilliant move by Putin. Because if the Sunnis take Baghdad, the party is over, and the U.S. loses control over what currency Iraq's oil is sold for. If Maliki prevails and maintains control over the south part of Iraq, which is where all the oil resources are concentrated, Maliki is going to be friendly to Russia. He's not friendly with the U.S., and the U.S. still loses control over what currency Iraq's oil is sold for. The U.S., from the economic point of view, has already lost this new war in Iraq. Checkmate, or game, set, or match, or whatever else you want to call it, but it was a brilliant, brilliant move by Putin. He's just yanked the rug out of the U.S. control of Iraq and its oil. And I'm not the only one who's saying so. Over at RIF.com, they've got an article, Is Russia Replacing U.S. in Iraq? And they're basically going on this interview that Maliki did on BBC, saying that he's getting his support from the Russian Federation and from Belarus. He's completely given up that he's going to get anything substantive from the United States of America. Well, the Obama administration is now trying to sort of cover up for the fact that this whole Iraq situation is descending into chaos, saying they're wrestling with intelligence gaps in Iraq. And you've got all these CIA agents that are in that fortified Baghdad compound. They're calling it an embassy, but it's the size of a college campus. And it was supposed to be the intelligence hub for the entire area. And now the CIA is basically saying they're not exactly sure what's going on anywhere in the country. They certainly missed the call of ISIS and the Sunnis rising up. They missed that one. They were even told by other agents, other intelligence agencies, this was going to happen, and they ignored them. It's kind of like the FBI when they were handed the entire blueprint for Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor in August of 1941. And said, oh, come on, this is nonsense. Japan would never do a thing like that. Now, the U.S. is, in fact, sending drones over Iraq as of yesterday. These are armed with Hellfire missiles, and they're flying over Iraq, and probably they're going to be picking out their targets just as carefully as they always have, which is to say a lot of innocent people are about to get blown up, which will further infuriate the Iraqi people against the United States government. It's not a good policy here. Now, Kerry has come out with a bizarre statement on the news that Syria is sending their warplanes in to bomb ISIS, which has been set up and funded and trained by the United States to take down Assad. And now Assad is fighting back against ISIS as they move into Iraq. It's a very uncomfortable alliance. The United States now finds itself allied with Syria and Iran against the Sunnis. And Kerry gets out there, and he's got this very long, meandering statement. We've made it clear to everyone we don't need anything to take place that might exacerbate the sectarian situation, blah, 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 blah. What he's really saying is he doesn't want anybody to do anything until the U.S. can figure out how to regain control of the situation, because they've lost control. This thing is just deteriorating, and nobody knows how it's going to end, and the United States is not able to get ahead of the ball on this situation here. Meanwhile, the Obama administration wants $500 million to train and fund a different set of hired mercenaries in Syria. Because, you know, ISIS was trained and equipped by the U.S. government to use against Assad. That's blown up in their faces in Iraq. So the same U.S. government is going to find another group to train and equip to use against Assad and hope and pray that this next one also doesn't blow up in their faces. That's how completely disjointed and dysfunctional America's foreign policy has become at this point. We'll be right back. Woo!
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're looking at this very bizarre situation where the U.S. government has basically trained and funded this ISIS group to direct them against Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. And by the way, a reminder, they just had their elections in Syria, and the Syrian people lined up four blocks in overwhelming numbers to vote Assad back in. So this whole idea that the U.S. is in Syria to save the poor Syrian people from an evil, tyrannical dictator is absolute and complete nonsense. We need somebody to come in and save us from evil, tyrannical dictatorship. And so the U.S. government, now that this whole ISIS thing has blown back in their faces inside Iraq, what do? Learn a lesson? No, they're back in Syria trying to find another group, what they're going to call the moderate rebels, which is what they thought ISIS was when they moved away from Al-Qaeda. And they're going to spend another $500 million arming and training this new moderate rebels to go after Assad. And they're just hoping and praying there won't be blowback from that. And it does seem like it's very desperate, and I'm not the only one saying that. There's an article over in Russia today saying that this last push to kick up the Syrian war all over again is a last roll of the dice for the United States, and it is not working. And they're absolutely right. We're going to grab a phone call here. Dan in Washington. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was calling about, basically I wanted to get your opinion on a few things, and I want to qualify it with that. First of all, I hope you're right as far as the pending dollar collapse and the collapse of this government, that it goes the way Russia went. But I wanted to point out some differences that I'm seeing and get your opinion on those. I'll hang up and listen to your opinion, okay, because I value it and it makes me think about stuff. So the differences I'm seeing is when Russia fell, it was a communist country that fell. It was communism that fell, which generated the hope that they would become a democracy, a free country. On the converse, we're supposed to be this democratic beacon, and we're running around the world acting like a communist empire, killing everybody, bombing everybody. There's a lot of resentment towards us. So when we collapse, it may not generate the same sympathy. Also, you know, everybody knows about the NAFTA, the GATT, all the trade agreements. Now we got this influx coming over the border. It looks more like a push towards the North American Union because our dollar is collapsing. They're trying to implement that. And so that's going to seriously jeopardize our chance to rebuild a sovereign country.
Yeah, that is an issue. I agree with you. That's an issue.
Those are the kind of thing. It just seems like we're the total opposite. And so I don't know. I don't think we're going to be able to get to this class without them starting war. They're pushing so hard for the war. I think that's coming. I mean, I figured it's coming anyways, but I just don't see that it's going to go the way we're hoping it goes. And I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on that.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's back up to the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union collapsed for a variety of reasons. It wasn't the fall of communism. It was a multifold situation. First of all, the Soviet Union's economy was seriously stressed by their military spending. The credibility of the Soviet government had been destroyed internationally by trying to cover up Chernobyl, when that was obviously not something that could be done. And then internally, there was the rise of what was called the Samizdat, which was a network of fax machines in ordinary offices all across the former Soviet Union that were being used to bucket brigade articles written by the Russian people pointing out where their government was lying to them. And all of these factors came together to the point where when the Soviet Union couldn't pay its bills any longer, it just crumbled from within. There wasn't anything left on which to hold it up. No credibility, no trust, no faith of the people. So the causes of the collapse were a lot more complicated than simply saying it was the fall of communism. Now, getting on back to that situation, again, we know that prior to the final collapse of the U.S. dollar, the Federal Reserve is just going to be cranking out the money at Weimar Republic levels of inflation. And everybody recognizes that's going to be what's coming. Now, if the United States were just this little isolated country, they could keep on doing that hyperinflation for however long they wanted to until we, the people, got fed up with it. But because of the push for economic globalism, other countries are now tangled in with this system, and they're starting to de-link. And that is really where the fall of the dollar is going to begin. It's going to begin outside the United States and then implode back on inside. I don't think there is anybody out there who sees the United States and Wall Street able to continue things the way they are now for very much longer. Frankly, I'm amazed they've held it together this long, but of course we recognize they're holding it together by running those printing presses night and day and just creating hundreds of billions of instant new dollars every month to pour all over Washington, D.C. and Wall Street, but they can't keep that up without destroying the dollar internationally. We know that there's a great deal of fraud and deception and propaganda being directed at the American people to try and convince us the economy is all hunky-dory. But I do agree with you. They are trying as hard as they can to get this war going, and it's almost a race between whether World War III really cranks up for real or the dollar implodes. And obviously, from the point of view of Washington, D.C. and Wall Street, they want to get the war going for two reasons. One, they still think they can conquer the rest of the world and bring them back into using the dollar for all international trade and banking, and that they can conquer the world's resource-rich areas, so those resources are for sale for the dollar only. That's the real agenda here. Also, if they can get a war going, they're sort of expecting that the American people will forget all about the corruption and the lies and the NSA spying and the IRS targeting. We'll salute the flag and throw our babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets, because that's what worked the last two times. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, and we're clearly into World War III at this point. But it is a very different world today than it was back in Big Mistake Number 1 and Big Mistake Number 2. For one, the United States is not the manufacturing powerhouse they were in those two previous world wars. The United States doesn't have the money, the manpower, the manufacturing, the moral authority for a new world war. Nobody's going to loan us any more money because they're looking at all of these hideously expensive weapon systems the U.S. has been building, which don't really seem to work. The F-35 is still grounded. They're now only just now discovering it's got a bad habit of setting itself on fire during takeoff. So, and of course, back in World War I and World War II, the American people were still very naive and trusting that what they were being told by their government was absolutely true and that they had to make their decisions based on that. That reality is now gone. The United States government has destroyed its own credibility with the American people just as thoroughly as the Soviet Union destroyed theirs with their people. And the American people are just, they're not getting on board with all this propaganda. We didn't buy into Kerry saying that Assad was gassing his own people. We know that Saddam's nuclear weapons was a complete lie. And at this point, I think the only thing that's going to get the American people on board with the new war agenda is a new gigantic, horrible false flag, and even that's probably not going to work for the majority of the American people. So I do think it's going to crash, and obviously my hope is that the dollar crashes before they can ramp up the war. But you're absolutely right. They're trying to push on this thing as hard as they can. And it's a very, very dangerous circumstance because these money junkies, they don't care if millions of people die. They don't even care if a billion human beings die as long as the survivors remain slaves to the private central banking scam. Okay?
I'm sorry, I just had a hang up. But one more point I also wanted to interject is I hear a lot of people saying, oh, Barack Obama's so stupid, he's so incompetent. I think it's exactly the opposite. He is doing exactly what he came here to do, what he was sent here to do. We know we elect our leaders, but we don't select our leaders. Both guys he ran against, we've seen if it was McCain, it wouldn't be any different. Probably.
I agree with you on that part of it. We have to take a break for commercials. I'm going to let you go here, and I'm going to respond to your comment about Obama when we come back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Pardon me. In responding to that previous caller, Barack Obama is a figurehead for the system. And he's a salesman. If you really think about it, that's how these politicians get selected and funded by corporations to go out and sell the agenda to the American people. And there is absolutely no question that Obama is very personable. He's got a lot of charisma. He's a great public speaker. You just, on a gut level, you wanted to believe him, which worked back in 2008, not going to work in 2014. Obama had the charisma and was able to connect with his audience. He had the potential to be a new John F. Kennedy. Unfortunately, that's a lost opportunity there. But he's not exceptionally smart or educated. Remember, some years ago, we had one of his school teachers who had had Obama in his class here on Oahu for an interview. And he said, well, you know, he's a bright enough kid, but he wasn't a spectacular scholar. You know, Obama's job is to stand up there and basically obey the orders of his funders and controllers and to go on out there and present a personification of the U.S. government to the world. But all the problems that we're seeing are systemic on the whole. It's not just Barack Obama. It's not even just Barack Obama and the people who help him. It is the system as a whole has mutated into this cancerous, tumor-ridden monstrosity compared to what it was originally supposed to be. Now, I do question the quality of thinking we are seeing coming out of the White House, certainly in regard to the disjointed foreign policy, certainly in regard to this arrogant forcing of Obamacare forward when clearly the website was not ready to launch. And that's probably a combination of the desperation of trying to get more money away from you to keep the government from defaulting, and a little bit of ego. Obama wanted that out there. Obamacare, my name is on it. It's Obamacare. We're going to get that going. And then, of course, as soon as it proved to be an utter failure, You know, we had Nancy Pelosi out there saying, we don't call it Obamacare anymore. It's the Affordable Care Act. But Obama, he's primarily, his job is about being a salesman, about convincing you, the American people, that what is going on in front of you is right and good for the nation as a whole, and more importantly, it's what you voted for when you voted us in, so you shouldn't complain when it's not really working out for you. Now, I'm noticing on the corporate media, they are just playing up this whole story of the Benghazi suspect about he is only 2 days away from coming in. They're teasing you. This isn't news. This is a PR campaign. They're trying to just use any sleazy trick they can to try and get everybody to pay attention to this Benghazi suspect. And at this point, I think it's another PR stunt. This guy's going to come on in and say, yes, Obama was right. This was all about that silly little movie about Mohammed. You know, and no, we weren't working for the government, and no, he's being set up to reinforce the official White House story, then he'll be sent off to prison someplace and very quietly given a new identity and spend the rest of his life managing the Wendy's in Billings, Montana or something like that. But the way they're handling this story, it's like, you know, an upcoming new movie, you know, or they're, you know, just trying to create public interest in this guy. And personally, I'm not interested in what he has to say. Because at this point, we know this government was lying about what happened at Benghazi, just like they lied about Syria and Iraq and everything else here. And I'm not interested in listening to any more embellishments or elaborations or attempts to once again re-edit the story to cover up all the obvious problems with it. Now, interesting story coming out of StratRisks about a possible alliance between Israel, Turkey, and Kurdistan, centered on oil coming out of the Kurdish area of Iraq. And it's just another reminder that for all the blood and money spent, the U.S. is effectively losing control of Iraq. And this whole war for Bretton Woods, this whole war for the petrodollar, it's already falling apart. They're already losing it. But as we saw with Obamacare, this government cannot admit error. Mistake cannot change course, and they're going to keep right on going. Now, about a week ago, you know, we've been seeing a flood of stories attempting to demonize the Sunnis and ISIS, and there's all these very questionable videos coming out about how, you know, ISIS is doing all these horrible things, and frankly, to me, they all smell like Kuwaiti incubators, if you know what I'm referring to there. And one of the stories were that these Sunnis had grabbed the judge who had condemned Saddam Hussein to death, and that they had killed him and they'd murdered him in cold blood. And apparently that too is another piece of war propaganda, because the spokesperson for the Kurdistan Regional Government's Ministry of Justice said the guy's alive. Rauf Rashid Abdulrahman is the judge who sentenced Saddam to death by hanging in 2006, and he is alive and well. And another piece of the war propaganda to try and whip you up to go after those gosh darn Sunnis or whoever it is we're supposed to hate this week. And it is a reminder that in the age of the internet, the average life expectancy of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. I probably ought to start selling egg timers in my online store with the What Really Happened logo on them. I have to talk to Cafe Press about that. All righty, story coming out of Russia Today. It is the United States that is pushing NATO and the EU to hit Russia with more sanctions, and it's all being done to please Wall Street, to try and isolate Russia from the world economy so that the U.S. dollar may reign supreme. We won't have to worry about that ruble anymore. Meanwhile, another story out of the truthshallsetyoufree.net. The military operation in East Ukraine verges on ethnic cleansing. This is from the Russian OSCE envoy who's on the ground looking at this. Meanwhile, the New York Times has been forced to backpedal on their original narrative about the situation in Ukraine, about how this is all Russian aggression. You know, this is Russia moving into where it ought not to be. And in the face of Russia's very obvious attempts to keep the situation from escalating, they've rescinded their authorization for the use of force. They're not across the border. It's very hard to go on selling that this is somehow all Russia's fault. Now, right now, the United Nations has revised their estimate of the number of people who have been driven from their homes in Ukraine by this coup d'etat and its aftermath ethnic cleansing. And the United Nations is now saying 164,000 Ukrainians have been forced to leave their homes, go to refugee camps, many of them inside Russia. This is the price that these unoffending people are paying for U.S. and European imperialism. Now, the other day we had John Kerry issuing the statement that Russia has to disarm those eastern Ukrainians. Russia has to make them all stand down here. And it's nonsense. Russia isn't on the ground there. But it's just John Kerry out there trying to convince you that Assad is gassing his own people or that Saddam has weapons of mass destruction, that somehow all of this mess in Ukraine, it's somehow all Russia's fault. And it isn't. And there's another article today where the European Council has issued an ultimatum to Moscow. They have 3 days to de-escalate the situation in Ukraine, or they will impose new sanctions. Now, the U.S. and the European Union created this mess. Russia isn't in Ukraine. They're not in a position to de-escalate the situation. But this is just more of the propaganda to cover up the fact that what's happening in Ukraine began last January when Yanukovych decided he did not want to merge with the European Union, wanted to go with Russia, which offered him a much better deal economically. So the U.S. sends in all of these front groups, Canvas, USAID. They kick up phony revolutions. They scream about, oh, this is democracy in action, and they force the elected government from power, and they install a junta. And the people of eastern Ukraine are saying, we are not going to go along with this government we did not elect, especially because we agree that we should not be part of the European Union. And that's where all this has come from. And the U.S. and Europe apparently think that you are all stupid enough where you don't remember all that stuff that went on, that they will get up on the media and say, this is Russia being bad. Trust us. You know, we're the government. We wouldn't lie to you. This is all Russia's fault. Hate the Russians. Hate them. Don't hate us. Hate them. What we do is good. What the Russians are doing is bad. And they're still trying to sell this idea that to talk about a whopper of a fish story out here, that this is all somehow Russia's fault, or that Russia is somehow in a position to intervene in eastern Ukraine. Russia is not in Ukraine. They know that the instant they were to come across the border, the United States and Europe would say, oh, it's a Russian invasion, and they'd escalate the situation. This is a classic propaganda technique to put an impossible set of conditions on a country so that when they cannot meet those impossible conditions, they can say, ah, see, it is. It's Russia's fault. They didn't do what we told them to do. Same thing they did with Iran. Iran must destroy their nuclear bombs. We don't have any. See, Iran is not cooperating with us. Off to war we go. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow. Why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a bunch of phone calls. We're going to clear them up in this segment and get back to the hard news at the top of the hour here. Casey in South Korea. Aloha, Casey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Anseo, Michael. You know, some people call your show and other alternative media shows, and they feel a kind of a frustration where they say, there's so much going on. I try to tell people, and they don't seem to care or listen. I wanted to throw out a GMO story here, a quick one, about something along those lines. And sometimes people don't realize the effect they have. Basically, the place that I'm working at, one of my co-workers there, we're having lunch, and I'm in Korea. And at one point, Monsanto wanted to go to Jeju Island and make GMO rice. And as far as I know, they were denied that. They didn't get in there. So I happened to bring that up, and I said, well, you know, it's good that didn't happen. And he's like, oh, well, GM, what's wrong with GMO? And I said, well, you know, it's kind of dangerous, and just put a little out there, but I got a sense, I don't think this guy wants to hear much about it, and just left off. Next week,
well, fortunately, people like that are becoming a very, very tiny minority, and the vast majority of people are now aware of the extent to which they're being lied to by these corporations.
This has a good ending.
Okay, all right.
The next week he came up to me, and the first thing he said is, you know what, I went on YouTube and watched this documentary on GMO. I don't know which one he watched. And he's like, and then he started, like, talking about it, saying, like, all the dangers, like, kind of teaching me, which I knew all the stuff, but I kind of let him go with it and everything. And,
yes.
You know, that the point is you don't know, because I really had a sense, this guy doesn't want to know, but you float the seed out there, you just put it out there, and you never know who you're going to affect. And the other thing is, like, as far as a key in a lock to open up a mind, we all present differently, and people are different. There's no, like, perfect method to present the info. You don't know how you're going to – there's no – like, so for people to get frustrated, there's no perfect way to do it, and just do it and see what happens, and don't get – frustrated. I guess that's going to be end.
Well, you know, the Socratic method still is the best. Don't just sit there and tell people what you want them to think because they get enough of that from the government and the corporate media. Just get their curiosity aroused and then let them go find their own answers. And they will find them out there. And that's obviously what happened with you. And that's what we try and do here, is to get people's curiosity up about certain things so they'll go out and do the research on their own. Because when they discover it for themselves, they're going to be much more willing to accept it than simply being presented by somebody in front of them. So that's the real secret to being a rabble-rouser, is to get everybody curious and anxious to find out what's really going on.
Yeah, just really quick to finish this. It's like when I play pool, there's some people that can shoot and sink that ball in. I'm really good at nudging shots at weird angles, and that's kind of a way to present information, you know, mm-hmm. like it's one kind of method. So, and who knows who this guy's going to tell. So it's kind of like a good way to spread it. So anyway, keep up the great work, and bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to the Analog Anarchist. Aloha, Analog. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, are we on?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. I couldn't believe my ears yesterday on the Free to Air. I actually heard John Kerry in one of his tirades go on about Make No Mistake. Make No Mistake was a famous line of George Bush the Senior.
Yes.
And I was remembering when there was this big controversy about Simon, that Bush's speeches had Simon in it, and it was some kind of a secret message to somebody when you backtrack it. So I backtracked it, and Simon is Nomus, as in make no mistake.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, everything Kerry's saying is right now, I mean, it's just completely over the edge. A lot of people are making jokes about, you know, Kerry is ready for the 25th Amendment to be removed from office for being mentally delusional. But he's just doing the job that he's been assigned by Obama, which is to go on out there and push the propaganda that Ukraine is all somehow Russia's fault, that we still are justified in going in and removing Assad from power in Syria. You know, that's all they can do. If at first you don't succeed, lie again. They don't know any other way to get what they want.
Yes, but as a veteran for peace, I once admired this guy. What happened? I mean, here we've got what amounts to the Tet Offensives in Iraq, and we're sending in advisors and forward air controllers. Have we been to this movie before? Does anybody
yes.
remember?
Yes. We very much do. Well, you know, Kerry, you know, when he first started out, he had a lot of good ideas, and a lot of people did admire him for the stance that he took. It was very populist, but obviously as he got absorbed into the machine, the wealth and the power has gone to his head, and he has become just as corrupted as anybody else in there. And it's one of the arguments, you know, for absolute term limits in whatever country, whatever government we set up in this country after this one's through thrashing around on the floor, is to simply say you get one term in office only. And that means you're working for the voters who put you there. And then you're out and somebody else comes in, and this is going to go a long way to breaking corporate and corrupting influences over our government.
That's exactly right. Jefferson didn't even want the Supreme Court justices to serve for life. There's a famous letter where he said he thought that they ought to be reviewed by the Senate maybe after a certain period.
Well, there's certainly merit in that. There's certainly merit in that. The rationale behind a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court was the idea that once you had the job, you couldn't be threatened with mm-hmm. being fired for not going along with the president's wishes. Of course, today we've got the NSA, which has got the goods on pretty much everybody, including those Supreme Court justices, and we are already seeing where the Supreme Court is marching in lockstep with this tyranny and dictatorship. We saw how Justice Roberts did that last second about face on Obamacare. So at this point, I'd say these judges are, in fact, compromised somehow, okay?
Good enough. Thank you very much.
Bye. All right, real quick, we're going to switch over to Jay in Georgia. Aloha, Jay. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on your mind? Aloha, Mike. I'd like to, first off, thank you for all you do and maintaining your integrity. My question for you is, what is your opinion on the Vice News, Vice Network? They come off as being independent and non-biased, yet it seems all I hear from them is propaganda. What are your thoughts?
Well, I actually have not... paid. We seem to have some feedback on this line. I haven't paid much attention to Vice News in particular, but we do know that starting again in the Clinton administration, when it became very obvious that Americans now had access to information that was not filtered by the government and the corporate media, that there were covert attempts to set up certain websites, certain individuals on the net to try and regain control of the public dialogue. And these are the institutions, the websites, and the people who seem to have a lot of money to work with. They're getting all these grants, and you know they've got lots and lots of money to go on out and do what they're doing, but they always seem to toe certain policy lines and presentations. Now, again, I don't know what's going on with Vice News because I haven't actually paid attention to them. Just like the U.S. government tried to completely control all of the corporate media through Operation Mockingbird, they're trying to do exactly the same here in the independent media. The problem they face is that whereas the corporate media has been consolidated down to just 12 corporations that they need to take control of, the independent media is thousands and thousands and thousands of individual operators, presenters, and analysts who are out there, and they can't get them all. And that is why, again, just go to all these different points of view and decide for yourself what's going on.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to let you go here. And before we hit the top of the hour, a real quick story. Apparently, a Christian man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison in Egypt for posting pictures to his Facebook page that were considered insulting to Islam. And coming hard on the heels of the sentencing of these reporters to prison terms of 7 to 10 years, it looks like Egypt is now worse off than it was even under Mubarak. Mubarak was taken out of power, Morsi was elected, then Morsi was overthrown, El-Sisi is now in, and he's just taking Egypt back to being the exact same kind of tyranny and dictatorship it was under Mubarak. And this is how the U.S. has been playing this game since the end of World War II. Go in, overthrow a government, put in a puppet, have the puppet oppress the people, loot the nation for the benefit of Western corporations and bankers, and move on to the next one. But now the whole world knows that's what the U.S. has been doing. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after our top of the hour segment.
Financial